And we're underway here in the men's 3,000 metre steeplechase final. And it'll be interesting to see whether Ben Nagy of Bath University employs the same tactics as he did in qualifying, which was go to the front and go foot to the floor straight away. It was a solo 9.03 there, and as expected, he's straight to the front, 100 metres in, and I think, Alistair, it could be the same story as Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, obviously I haven't had the chance to see that race, but set off at a fairly casual pace, and Ben Nagy will be very happy with that. I think he'll look to take the pace himself, and it looks like he's got he's doing that in fact himself as they complete 200 metres.
Yeah, and as expected, you've really got your four favourites. Then Peter Hook, who's not letting Ben Nagy have it his own way here. England international on the cross country this winter. Obviously, he's got the pedigree. The training partner of Dean Miller, who's a member of the squad at Birmingham University. We've got four broken away very early. Ben Nagy from Peter Hook, from Jack Partridge, the English schools champion, and Will Gray of Birmingham University, the English schools silver medalist. Really, it looks like it's going to be three medals from these four.
Yeah, the Birmingham freshman looking very comfortable, to be delighted to be in that leading group of four.
And it looks like Chris Perry of Loughborough University, who's a longtime friend of the Birmingham University group, having trained with the group last year, is trying to bridge that gap, but it might not be the best idea, having let 50 metres or so open up. He's having to put a real surge in to close the gap and get on the back, but he is on the back, so that group has now expanded to five, and Will Gray of Birmingham has fallen. He's fallen on the second lap of the race. He's got up nicely, and he just needs to be careful here and make sure he doesn't put too much effort in to close that gap. Absolute tragedy for the freshman European study student Will Gray. But he's recovered fantastically, and hopefully, Alistair, that doesn't knock his confidence over the barriers, because that could be a real problem if he starts to stutter.
He needs to compose himself as well. Taking a fall, the adrenaline will be pumping. But Will Gray looks like he's just slagging off a bit now. He's taking real caution over the jumps, and unfortunately that's costing him a little bit.
Yeah, it could be. It's a huge blow to Will there. I mean, he did roll somewhat like a James Bond type act, so he was on his feet very quickly. It wasn't a case having to push himself back up, but it's broken into three now. Ben Nagy from Peter Hook, from Jack Partridge, and Will's doing everything he can to bridge that gap, but you've got to think that a couple of laps in, he's going to start feeling those grazes that he's got from the second lap fall, and obviously he's going to have used up some of his adrenaline in getting back into the race. But if he could pull out a medal here, Alistair, it would be an unbelievable achievement.
And he's got to hope, if he can just sit and maintain his speed as he is at the moment, make sure he jumps the hurdles nice and cleanly as he does there, he may just be in with a chance if he can push a late burst. But Ben Nagy currently looking very confident as he rounds up to take another jump.
I mean, he's only in third position here, Jack Partridge of St Mary's, the English schools champion, but he looks incredibly comfortable. He's just sat right behind Peter Hook, refusing to do any work whatsoever. And he looks so easy. They're running at roughly 9-minute pace here. Very quick early on. Ben Nagy doing as he did in the heat, making it an honest pace. And Jack Partridge incredibly efficient over the barriers. I just think that if he hangs in there for a long time, I wouldn't want to be near him on the last lap when he is so good over the barriers.
Ben Nagy currently leading out a bit of a gap between him and his closest competitors. And starting to look even increasingly comfortable. And as Joe said, he showed in his semi-final that he could really motor when he has to. And he's just going to look to pull it out as the gap just continues to increase a bit, Joe.
Yeah, Peter Hook, I think, is out of this one as the gold medal goes. He's made no effort to chase Ben Nagy. But Jack Partridge, as I noted on the last lap, looking absolutely fantastic here, has decided, I'm not going to let him run away with this. I'm going to bridge that gap and try and put him under some sort of pressure, because currently Ben Nagy having it all his own way, dictating the pace of the race. And if they're not careful, it's going to turn into somewhat of a procession. But Jack Partridge has in fact dragged himself and Sheffield Hallam's Peter Hook back into this race, and we could have a really good last 2 kilometres on our hands. 1 mile to go.
Yeah, a little less than four laps to go. Is in fact they'll tick that down to just three to go, as Ben Nagy, led by Jack Partridge, who's leading Peter Hook, as they round up back to where they started from.
So we're on the back straight. We've got around a kilometre to run now, around 1,400 metres to run, and it's Nagy from Partridge, from Hook. Jack Partridge running like a limpet here, doing no work, but refusing to be dropped by Ben Nagy. And I just really hope, for the sake of the spectators, that this can become a two-horse race.